A Service of Light and Breath, reimagined and recorded for you in the year of our Lord, 2020. I'm glad you're here. I've recorded this worshipful meditation for you to use whenever you wish. It was originally designed as a longest night service, used during the Advent season of waiting for the Christ child to break into the world. It was then modified to become meditative and to include room for breath and silence. Though used during ordinary time, it contained a clear connection to Advent. The liturgical calendar puts us right now in Lent, but a new time has appeared. I had taken to calling this time Corona time before I realized that by calling it that, my imagination beckoned me to open a cold one and relax on the beach. I've left my imaginary beach and settled now on COVID time because it elicits a seriousness I believe requisite for this time. COVID time appears to have taken over. It seems to be the longest Lent on record. And the reality of face-to-face gatherings being on hold means that our in-person Easter celebrations may edge toward Pentecost, when we would typically be celebrating the birth of the church. In this new, most unusual COVID time, we are discovering new ways to be church. While this time is full of uncertainty, there can also be benefits to exploring new ways to worship, gather, and to love. One of the aspects of time that I have been considering is how, during this COVID time, days and nights seem to melt together. Weekends blend into the weeks. Family time overlaps with work time. Our family isn't always sure what day it is or what time it is. In the same way, if we allow our liturgical calendar to melt a bit, we may find ourselves naturally drawn to one or more of the liturgical seasons that may particularly speak to our hearts right now. For me, this has been a mix of Lent and Advent. COVID time has become a time combining spiritual waiting, even as we face our own mortality. And even as we acknowledge brokenness, we have a desire to draw closer to God. This worshipful meditation, therefore, draws upon various aspects of liturgical language to draw together many aspects of what we might be feeling during this COVID time. One of the other most obvious aspects of this moment is that we've been collectively faced with some new, very heavy burdens. Just as the psalmist comes faithfully to God in lament, we must find time and space in which we can explore our grief. It might be as simple as naming grief for the first time, or finding ways to hold grief alongside of anxiety. This is especially important while we are socially distancing ourselves from one another. This service acknowledges many sorts of grief that we might be feeling, and gives us the space simply to sit with this feeling. And finally, but only when we are able or ready, release it toward heaven. Two ideas that we will seek to hold in tension throughout this meditation are grief and breath. You may already be familiar with the concept of holding in tension, fear, and love. Here, we hold intention, grief, and breath. Why? When we think of breath, we think of the creative, life-giving spirit. Ruach in Hebrew, meaning breath or spirit. From creation, the spirit has been the breath of life for all creatures. Job 33:4 reminds us of this beginning. The Spirit of God has made me. The breath of the Almighty gives me life. Breath fills us with life and draws us forward. Grief, on the other hand, has a way of holding us in place. Physically, grief can feel like a pit in our stomachs, tears that fall without warning, sometimes even causing us to be unable to breathe. Or maybe it's a sinking feeling. Grief may even cause us to hold our breath. There are many ways that grief manifests itself physically in our bodies. There's no right or wrong way for us to experience feelings of grief. No matter how we as individuals experience grief, breathing will help us deal with the physical symptoms that we might be experiencing. When we focus on our breath, we can even calm our heart rates. Focusing on breath is one way just to remind ourselves to breathe. Breathing is calming. It helps us to calm both our bodies and our minds. In a context of meditative worship, it can also be an invitation to the Holy Spirit. The psalmist reminds us that when the Spirit is sent, creation and even recreation happens. Psalm 104, verse 30 says, "When you send your Spirit, they are created, and you renew the face of the ground." Recreation happens with the powerful, life-giving Spirit of God. In breathing, we are seeking to create more space for God in our lives. For the next moments, I invite you to focus on your breath while simply making room for grief. Know that whatever you're feeling is okay, and there's nothing you can feel that will frighten the Spirit. As we light candles together, be reminded that the life-giving Spirit is always present with you. We are assured in the Scriptures that the light cannot be overcome by the darkness. At the same time, our grief can feel so dark, heavy, and insurmountable. This meditative worship allows the reality of grief while also hanging on to the promises of light. Where grief meets the life-giving breath of the Spirit, recreation happens. The light of life has shown this to be true. Let's not get ahead of ourselves. For now, we simply observe our grief. We sit with it, hold it, name it, and invite the Spirit to enter into it. If you have 6 candles, I invite you to prepare them now. Be ready to light them as we move through worship together. Come, Holy Spirit. Comfort us in this moment. Give us courage to be gentle with ourselves. Though we may be far apart, remind us that we are not alone. Draw us ever closer to you, that even in times of great uncertainty, we might be assured of your presence. Amen. We are in the midst of an unusual time. We've been quickly burdened by much. In such a short time, we've been faced with some very new and very real fears. There is grief and perhaps anxiety within us. What we are facing is new and difficult. For the moment, it may seem like we are in perpetual night. From wherever you are worshiping, at whatever time you are worshiping, today, we will use the image of darkness simply to acknowledge the heaviness of what we are experiencing as a global community. The phrase, "on this night," wraps within it the length, depth, and gravity of all that we are feeling. At the same time, it reminds us of the night. On the night of Christ's birth, a light shone into the darkness. on this night. With every candle we light, our own little flickering lights proclaim that the light cannot be overcome. The first scripture reading, John 1, verses 1 through 5. Listen and hear the word of the Lord. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. The lighting of the first candle. On this night, we light the first candle for all that has been lost. We begin by grieving all that holds darkness for us in this moment. We grieve the loss of life that we may be able to see in numbers but cannot fully comprehend. We give thanks for the brilliant minds and dedicated medical professionals who have led the way but who have now been lost. We may be overwhelmed with images too terrifying to see, yet we cannot unsee them. So we allow ourselves to feel the sorrow that comes with seeing a present we were unprepared to live in. We grieve the brokenness of our relationships and the ways that our present may have magnified the hardship of severed relations. For all that we have loved and lost, given and not received, we grieve. We allow ourselves to acknowledge the events that will no longer happen. We remember the dreams that have been crushed, the expectations that have crumbled, and the hopes that have been dashed within us. We grieve all of the places that remain longing in our hearts. We simply allow the grief to be. It is uncomfortable. We shift around in this discomfort because maybe this is the first time that we have acknowledged our own heartache. If you haven't already, I invite you to light your first candle. As you light your candle, try to focus on your breath. Invite the Holy Spirit into this moment and let the breath of life fill your nostrils. Breathe in through your nose, filling your chest all the way into your tummy. Take a big, deep breath. This is the breath of life. As you exhale, allow your body to settle into the breath more deeply. Breathe out those things that you wish to release. Focus on the rhythm of your breathing. Allow it to slow, to be calm, to be deep. Breathe and be silent. When we are ready and able, we will release things. We breathe in life, even as we hold and acknowledge grief. And now we breathe out and release the things that we hold in grief. We release them because we do not need to hold them. We know that Christ holds all for us. And when we are ready, he will be there, for he has been with us all along. In this moment, we embrace and give thanks for sweet memories that will continue to lead us into expectation. The God who created out of nothing can and will create something new in us, even in this moment. The second scripture reading, Psalm 22, verses 1 through 11. My God, why have you forsaken me? Why are you so far from saving me? So far from my cries of anguish? My God, I cry out by day, but you do not answer. By night, but I find no rest. You are enthroned as the Holy One. You are the one Israel praises. In you our ancestors put their trust. They trusted and you delivered them. To you they cried out and were saved. In you they trusted and were not put to shame. But I am a worm and not a man, scorned by everyone, despised by the people. All who see me mock me. They hurl insults, shaking their heads. He trusts in the Lord, they say. Let the Lord rescue him. Let the Lord deliver him, since he delights in the Lord. Yet you brought me out of the womb. You made me trust in you, even in my mother's breast. From birth, I was cast on you. From my mother's womb, you have been my God. Do not be far from me, for trouble is near, and there is no one to help. We will light the second candle for all of our brokenness. We look around and see chaos. We can't help but see it because it's on every news channel, in every newspaper, and on the internet every time we pick up our devices. We are overwhelmed. And for some reason, it seems to only highlight the places where we already feel cracked. For all of the places where we need healing, and for life's messiness, which limits us from God's wholeness, we allow the light to flicker in, if only but for a moment. We are satisfied with this moment, pressing ourselves into it. And that's enough. And it is full. As you light this second candle, take note of how your body is feeling. Allow tears to freely come if they are there. The psalmist reminds us that God has collected all of our tears in a bottle. God has recorded our pain. Our sorrows are known. Consider your tears an offering to the God who knows you completely. And if tears at any time roll down your cheeks, let them also remind you that you remain the salt of the earth. Even if your tasks of faith have changed into something very different now. For now, your task is also to just be with the God who knows you and loves you. Breathe. Your sorrows are known. Breathe. You are loved. Breathe. We acknowledge the pain of loss, which makes us feel so broken. Loss of people we love. Loss of trust in those governing. Loss of jobs. Loss of health. Loss of security. Loss of the marriages and funerals we can no longer attend. Loss of graduations and proms, the school days and recess times, loss of normalcy, and loss of the little things that bring us joy. We acknowledge and embrace the pain, O God, and we offer it to you, asking that into our wounded hearts and open hands you will place the gift of peace. Shalom. The third scripture reading, Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verses 1 to 11. There is a time for everything, and a season for every activity under the heavens, a time to be born and a time to die. A time to plant and a time to uproot. A time to kill and a time to heal. A time to tear down and a time to build. A time to weep and a time to laugh. A time to mourn and a time to dance. A time to scatter stones and a time to gather them. A time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing. A time to search and a time to give up. A time to keep and a time to throw away. A time to tear and a time to mend. A time to be silent and a time to speak. A time to love and a time to hate. Time for war and a time for peace. What do workers gain from their toil? I have seen the burden God has laid on the human race. God has made everything beautiful in its time. God has also set eternity into the human heart. Yet no one can fathom what God has done from beginning to end. The lighting of the third candle. We will light the third candle to acknowledge our own journeys. Time has both sped up and slowed down over these past weeks. Much has happened, even though many of us have not left our homes. Our journeys are more than this moment. We pause and remember the past weeks, months, and for some of us, years, that have been heavy with burdens. For all the places that darkness seems to rest already, and rested long before this moment, we simply recognize those places. We accept and lay before you, O God, the sharpness of memory, the sadness and grief, the hurt and fear, the anger and pain. We accept and lay before you, O God, the ways that we have fallen short and the ways we feel we have fallen short, understanding that there is a difference between them. We accept and lay before you, O God, the time that we've spent blaming ourselves for doing too much or for not doing enough. On this night, we accept and lay before you, O God, all of the times that we have walked alone in darkness and in the knowledge of our own mortality. As you light your candle, remember that it's not all about doing. Remember that on the seventh day, after the beauty of creation had been formed in imaginative love, that God rested. Allow yourself to rest in this moment. Count your breaths by sevens if it helps you rest. Otherwise, remain in silence. Resting in the God who has ushered us all into this time and accompanies us through it. After you light this candle, refocus on your breath. Count in. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. Hold. Hold on to your breath just for a moment, and then exhale, counting again to seven. We sit in silence, knowing that perfect clarity is not possible in this moment, but we invite you in just the same. We offer our present to you, Holy Spirit, as an offering of hope. The fourth scripture reading, Hebrews chapter 10, verses 32 to 39. Remember those earlier days after you had received the light, when you endured in a great conflict full of suffering. Sometimes you were publicly exposed to insult and persecution. At other times you stood side by side with those who were so treated. You suffered along with those in prison and joyfully accepted the confiscation of your property, because you knew that you yourselves had better and lasting possessions. So do not throw away your confidence. It will be richly rewarded. You need to persevere so that when you have done the will of God, you will receive what God has promised. For in just a little while, the one who is coming will come and will not delay. But my righteous ones will live by faith. And I take no pleasure in the one who shrinks back. But we do not belong to those who shrink back and are destroyed, but to those who have faith and are saved. We will light this fourth candle to remember the stories of our faith. In faith, we are given the gifts of light, breath, and hope. God offers to us and fills us with these precious gifts over and over again. Before there was anything, there was the faithful one who breathed breath over the waters to create. Out of the chaos of darkness came light, and it was good. We remember that the Lord went before Israel by day in a pillar of cloud to lead them along the way, and by night, in a pillar of fire to give them light, that they might travel by day and by night, guiding them faithfully on their journey. We remember that the Son of Man breathed the breath of new life into dead bones, because even when all seems lost, there is hope. We remember the light given to us in the stories of Hanukkah and of Christmas, which both began in abandonment, insecurity, and humbleness. One in a time of war, and one in a poor stable. We remember that the loving God who kept the light shining in the temple and who came to share this life with us promises us comfort and peace. We remember, too, that with faith must come perseverance. And though we may not understand where our own stories fit into the stories of faith, we hold on to the stories that we have been told. As we light the fifth candle, we give thanks for the communion of saints. Our stories are a part of a greater story. We are but one little light in a sea of lights. Watch your flickering little light. As it dances, allow your thoughts to both come and go. If difficult parts of your story seem to remain for a while, let them linger. But then take a deep, restorative breath. The Lord knows your whole story. You are seen. You are known. The Spirit of God has made you. The breath of the Almighty gives you life. Breathe in this story. Breathe in life. As we cry out, we know that other faithful saints have cried out to you, O Lord. All of our laments are heard. Therefore, let us follow in these footsteps of the faith story, coming with all of our heartaches, our sorrows, and the grief we have in this moment. The fifth scripture reading, John 1, verses 1 through 5. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. We light the fifth candle, remembering that into the darkness, the light of the world came. Tiny and vulnerable, he came into the darkness and messiness of our world, sharing our human form and frailties. In all of his grace and mercy, he embraced the brokenness of our world and the brokenness in each of us, laying down his own life that we might be restored to wholeness. While the world spat at him and beat him, crucified and abandoned him, he never abandons us. We are each uniquely made, uniquely known, uniquely loved. Our divine light can recognize the divine light in others because it is the very light of Christ. So as we light the next candle, we draw more deeply into silence. We are more comfortable sitting with our feelings. They may still be there, but they do not disrupt us from breathing. It becomes easier to breathe. We go in through our nose, counting to 7. We hold and release, counting to 7 again. Scripture reminds us of how we are to view the divine light that we see in others. So from now on, we regard no one from a worldly point of view. Though we once regarded Christ in this way, we do so no longer. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old has gone. The new is here. The 6th scripture reading, Isaiah 42, verses 5 through 7 and 10 through 12. God, the Lord, created the heavens and stretched them out. God created the earth and everything in it. God gives breath to everyone, life to everyone who walks the earth. And it is God who says, I, the Lord, have called you to demonstrate my righteousness. I will take you by the hand and guard you, and I will give you to my people Israel as a symbol of my covenant with them. And you will be a light to guide the nations. You will open the eyes of the blind. You will free the captives from prison, releasing those who sit in dark dungeons. Sing a new song to the Lord. Sing praises from the ends of the earth. Sing, all you who sail the seas, all you who live in distant coastlands, join in the chorus, you desert towns. Let the villages of Kedar rejoice. Let the people of Selah sing for joy. Shout praises from the mountaintops. Let the whole world glorify the Lord. Let it sing God's praise. The lighting of the 6th candle. We have acknowledged and named much grief. We have held it along with our tears as an offering to God. We have also released much on this night. With breath, we continue to move forward. We continue to hold grief and pain. We also continue to exist in love. What dampens our spirits is simply spoken with faith. Christ gathers up what tears apart our hearts and beckons us toward him, that he might piece our hearts back together with his love, his recreation. It is in this place of vulnerability that we are found complete in him. This is where life starts. This is where abundance overflows, where hope is restored, and where his light begins to shine through us for all the world to see. It is his work, but it is also ours. We set our eyes on him, and we set our intentions with the power and confidence of the Holy Spirit to guide us on this journey. This is the path that has been made for us, that is uniquely ours to walk. The 6th candle that we will light on this night will be a candle of intention. I pray that these candles will be full of hope and expectation for this moment and for what lies ahead. So as you light this candle, remember to breathe. for breath has led you through this worship. Allow it to lead you beyond this service into the next steps of your day. Remember to come back to your breath during the day. Think of it both as an invitation to the spirit and as a reminder to acknowledge all that you are feeling. Breathe, hold, release. Breathe, hold, release. Breathe, hold, release. Let this be a new starting point, a new place of grace, and a reforming of our hearts in Christ, that we might be empowered to fulfill the great plans He has for each of us. A reading from the Psalms, Psalm 103, verses 1 and 2. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless God's holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all God's benefits. As you leave this moment and go into your next, we must acknowledge a seventh light. This is your divine light, a reflection of Christ Jesus that shines brightly within you. Even in grief, it dances through the shadows. This light is one that you carry with you always. This light is love, as you are love. This light is grace, as you are grace. This light is hope, as you are hope. This light is one that you carry with you always. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all, on this night and always. Amen.